Hey guys, do you like this show? Are you enjoying it? Do you want to make one of your own? Well, let me tell you about Anchor, and Jay, you can help me out. It's so easy. Anchor makes it easy to do a show like this. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that
I love it.
That allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. I love how simple it is to make content nowadays, and Anchor really makes it easy. Now you can even add any song from Spotify straight to your episodes. This is so cool. Possibilities are endless for what you can do and what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, sports talk radio.
This is a real opportunity. I feel like the pandemic has kind of in many ways gotten us a little more creative in saying, what do we want to say? And let's move forward with that, even without the pandemic. And Anchor makes that easy for you.
Yeah, or maybe you want to do a show that the world's never heard before.
Right.
Well, get up off your butt and do it. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you as well, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. They're basically making it easy for you to do this thing. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast. What you got to do, it's so easy. Download the Anchor app, go to anchor.fm and get started. It is so easy. We love Anchor. Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you for sponsoring our show, because again, they understand these guys are in the creativity business and they support other creative things. So we say support them because they support us.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, aka the Pandy Pods.
Aka two bros, no garden hose.
Aka we're in the pandemic. Let's give it to a bunch of pandem dicks.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's good. All right,
that's close. You know, look, we've been doing so many of these, we don't have many left in us.
I'll give you another one right here. Here's Sklar's on the Megapod, jeer bars of sweater mobs with cheerful spars from their better god. Huddletron.
Huddletron
just always swooping in.
We're trying to go on the fly with improv, and we just don't have the
Huddletron with well-crafted ones. Thank you, a.k.a. Huddletron, a.k.a. Old Zealand. We love you, buddy. All right. We have stories. Want to get into them and want to send them your way right now. We've got one. Let's jump right into it, okay. Shall we, Jay?
There is literally no end to the joy we take in hearing stories of idiots indicting themselves for storming the Capitol.
It is it could keep going till like the summertime, and I would love it.
Attempting to violently overthrow our government. Now, true, there were some truly nefarious people.
Absolutely.
And then some really dumb people mixed in.
That's right.
And we tend to not want to crucify truly dumb in our daily lives, and definitely within our other podcast.
I mean, after all, they are afflicted with the disease of stupidity.
But in this case, they all deserve to get theirs equally. Okay?
Sometimes you got to sacrifice some dumb to make the point.
So it is with much joy that we bring you another story of dumb assery. It starts out awful, and then it ends beautifully.
Like the Star Wars films.
Right, if you do them in order chronologically, but not in order
they were released.
Yes, okay, there you go. Before we get into the story, let me say this. Every person who stormed the Capitol and threatened police officers and our elected Congress, they could have been shot that day.
Yeah.
They could have been shot that day and killed, and no one would have been surprised for 1 minute. No one would have been upset about it for 1 minute.
A lot of people would have been happy they got mowed down.
You would have been like, oh, they got mowed down. Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
You literally can't. They got mowed down. Like, that's it. Like, if you have a really famous person, like, up in the club, and you see two dudes or four dudes, like, storm at that person with intent, and you watch that person's bodyguards just beat them until an inch of their life, you're like, yeah, they shouldn't have run at the guy. Had they not run at the guy, it wasn't like the bodyguards were out there trying to take people out. The Capitol is a really famous, important person. It's the biggest VIP we got right now.
He or she should always be up in the club. Bottle service
for the Capitol building.
Right?
And the people in it, I guess.
Just protect that person.
Look, a lot of people would have been happy to see them get mowed down. I would argue that they all should have been shot. Just to send a message.
I don't know if you can argue that, but I would say that, like, look, people deserve, there are consequences to your actions.
You cannot do that.
I agree.
You cannot do that. I'm sorry. And if you don't have enough cuffs and it's out of control and you fear for your life, take them out. This is not the purge. This is not the purge.
Maybe it is the purge, though.
January 6th, it would have been time to use excessive force. I'm just saying that. No one.
No one who lost their job for it. If they were in that wave,
No one knew.
He was put on paid administrative leave.
No apology statements would have needed to be made. Maybe medals of freedom from the new administration coming
That's
in.
It. That's it. You protected our democracy. Not even a slap on the wrist.
All that is to say that every single one of these stupid animals are getting away with more due process than they deserve right now. Even the ones who are getting caught. That's what I'm talking about. But here we go with, to quote DJ Khaled.
Another one.
Federal authorities on Monday arrested a New Hampshire man who admitted to storming the U.S. Capitol last month and chugging wine that he found in a lawmaker's office.
First of all, I don't know what's a more jailable offense. You're not
storming the Capitol or chugging wine. You don't chug wine, even if it's a bottle of Yellowtail.
All right.
Did you not watch the movie Sideways?
Apparently not. You got to respect it, especially if it's a Merlot. Maybe
even if it's a Merlot. They came down on Merlot, and I'm like, you still can't chug that. The FBI's Boston division said it arrested Jason Riddle.
Riddle me this.
Here's a riddle for you. What's dumb and white and easily manipulated?
Jason Riddle. There you go. That's the answer to that one.
The arrest was the sixth made by the Boston division in connection with the Capitol riots. So they got rednecks in New England now, too, yeah, I guess.
They do. That's nice.
It's the first.
We're hearing of racism in Boston, by the way.
True.
Just letting you know.
Riddle is charged with knowingly entering a restricted building.
Mm-hmm.
Violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds,
yep,
and theft of government property, according to a criminal complaint filed Friday in U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia.
And three counts of chugging a bottle of wine when you should be sipping it.
That's criminal mischief, if you ask me. You chug a beer. You chug a can of Mountain Dew.
You do not chug wine.
Not even if you're on a party bus in Napa with Rob Gronkowski.
You don't chug wine?
I don't care if he's doing it. I don't care if he's fist pumping while he's doing it.
I don't care.
Last month, Riddle detailed his experiences on January 6th at the Capitol in an interview with NBC 10 Boston.
Translation, he provided the
admission
map.
Of guilt. He said, here I go.
This is the map to how to prosecute me.
To the local news.
Yeah.
The supporter of...
That's how much he didn't think what he was doing was wrong.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. They proudly went on the news.
I know. Say it.
The supporter of former President Donald Trump. Was he president? I just remember him from The Apprentice.
Yeah. The former Apprentice host, Donald Trump.
Said he had no regrets about joining the mob that entered the Capitol. Right. No regrets because he thinks he was right.
That's right.
But criticized those who committed acts of vandalism and violence.
How is stealing and chugging wine not creating... How is that different from
vandalism? That's both vandalism and violence.
Yeah.
It's literally an assault on Ernest and Julio Gallo.
And Julio Gallo.
Is it Julio Gallo?
It is. I think it's Julio. It's me and Julio down at the schoolyard, Ernest and Julio Gallo.
An FBI affidavit filed on Friday and first obtained by Huffington Post said the Bureau was tipped off to Jason Riddle's activity during the Capitol riot after people shared with law enforcement an NBC 10 Boston interview in which he talked about chugging the wine.
Yes.
In case, by the way, anyone was worried that this was a man of culture, he chugged the wine.
He chugged the wine.
You got away with it, you dummy. You got away with it. You walked out of the building. How would you have been able to give an
the
interview?
The only way we know you did this is if you told your local Channel 10 news that you did this.
No one even watches the local news. Maybe that's what he was thinking. Right? Maybe like, he was just like,
hey, I'm going to go into witness protection here. I got to tell someone. Why don't I tell someone where no one will watch? I'll tell it on the news.
That's the funniest part to me, that he got by the news, by the local news.
So the local news did something.
That's like Al Capone getting like busted for the taxes, right?
That's right.
Or Donald Trump getting busted for the taxes.
Al Capone getting busted on his neighborhood watch.
In the interview, he denounced the violence at the Capitol, but said he had no regrets. So you have no regrets violently pushing your way into a restricted building?
No, I do not.
But you denounce any and all violence?
Yes, I do.
But you did, as a mob, push your way into the building?
Yes, I did.
But you're against any and all violence?
Yes, I am.
But you denounce all violence?
Yes, sir.
But you did enter with your friends?
Yes.
But you do denounce the violence, is what you're saying?
Yes.
You have no regrets about being violent?
I have none.
You have no regrets, but you are against the violence?
Yes, I am.
So you're against the violence.
But I have no regrets about being violent.
About being violent.
But I'm against all violence.
Thank you. The affidavit also reveals that Riddle allegedly took a book from a Senate office and sold it outside the Capitol. What the hell?
By the way, he is kind of like the white... People are smashing in windows. People have got zip ties. They want to like
strangle someone.
He's stealing a book and drinking wine. This guy is like the high class...
He's the high end of this thing. Well, yeah. He's a New England redneck.
I mean, he's like... It's not white collar crime. It's like white ligature crime.
Yes. So this might be the hardest thing to believe, that someone in that mob outside the Capitol would buy a book.
Yeah, they don't seem to be like the reading type, but whatever. I mean,
you never know. You never know. You
stick a Q on the front of it, someone will buy it.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll hear the rest of this dumbass's story. And it is, to me, hilarious that he indicted himself with the local news.
You got. We'll be right back. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. February 27th, live Dome People Town, Nowhere Comedy Club. If you go to eventbrite.com and get your tickets there, tickets are going fast. I think the VIPs after the show are all sold out at this point. But there's a pre-show hang where we're going to do a live Patreon with you guys. Again, Jack Black, Open Mic Eagle is the music. It is going to be awesome. And then we're doing stand-up on March 20th. Please check us out for that. And then today at 3 p.m., Pacific time, we're going to do a stereo conversation. Talk about this. Let's get into it. It's stereo conversation between me and Jay. You guys leave voicemails. We answer them in real time. It is so much fun. It's like an old school live radio show.
It's really fun.
Done through your phone, and we have people hanging out with us in New Zealand, in Ireland, all over the country.
You get to hear the voices. The voices of the people who we mentioned within the show. The voices of the community who are supporting
Dan
the
Ford
show.
Chevrolet, I love him so much. All the people who leave voicemails.
Elise always leaves a great voice.
Elise, we love it. Memos. So please check that out. That's today at 3, and we'll do it again on Wednesday at 3 p.m. West Coast time. Tomorrow, we're doing Live Down People Town at 4. Stereo app. Download the Stereo app. Follow me and Jay, and we'll let you know when we're doing it. All right.
So when we left, we got a guy who was chugging wine,
yep,
which is a horrible offense in its own right, stole a book
and then sold it
in the riots.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't believe that for some reason. That's the one part of the story I refuse to believe.
What did he sell it for? That's my question.
I wonder if he butt-chugged the wine.
Mm.
In the document, the FBI agent said he found probable cause for Riddle to be charged with entering a restricted government area to impede work.
Yeah, stealing government property. How about trying to take down a fair and certified election? I would add that to it.
And disorderly conduct in the Capitol, and also being a dipshit for telling the local news the story. Yeah, I think he should get something for that.
Exactly.
I mean, I guess, as I said before, he figured it's local news.
Yeah, but the FBI is watching. Like, you're just putting it out. You're leaving a digital paper trail, and thank you for that.
They're probably down there chugging wine to celebrate your arrest as we speak, the FBI. So this is, and I wonder how far we're going to get with these things. And I wanted to ask you, Randy, before we wrap this up, how many people caught? Because we've talked about this before.
Keep coming. This is what I would say. We want to hear your stories. Like, keep telling the news. Keep posting online. We love to see these posts and everything. Indict yourselves.
But isn't that amazing? Like, what's crazy to me is that even as people are starting, people are getting caught left and right.
Yeah.
They're still posting stories. It's like they don't.
Shouldn't we be able to figure out where everybody was based on their cell phone records?
Yes.
Like where they are, because you can see exactly where they gathered on the map on the cell phone. If it goes inside the Capitol, you were there.
Right. So get a record from AT&T.
Get
a record from
Verizon,
T-Mobile, and then whatever dumb burner phones these guys have.
Here's the thing. I think every single one of those companies should be like, we wound up catching the most people.
Right. Look who we got. Not only do we have the best 5G network, we've got the most people caught from the Capitol riots.
Right? T-Mobile. More people caught at the Capitol riots than any other cell phone provider.
Twice as many people caught than AT&T. Boom. Now you got a calling.
And we caught them faster. Boom. I would sign up with them for that. Wouldn't you?
Oh, I think they would get a lot more people signing up.
It's a smart way to play it. It's the right way to play it.
It's the only way to play it.
Keep coming forward, guys. We want to just keep hearing all your stories because they're just amazing. So thank you for that. Thank you guys for listening to this show. It's a little bit of a shorter one today, but hey, that's how we do it.
That's what we do.
It's Monday. We're getting back into the swing of things. I hope this week is going to be a good one for you. Again, get your tickets for, I believe it's this Saturday night the show.
No, this is, it's this Saturday night.
So there we'll see you on this Saturday night. We love you guys. Stay connected, stay protected, don't get infected.
This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes. We'll see you. La-di-da, la-di-da-di-da-di-da, la-di-da-da.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.